Welcome to the D&D podcast, Demented Dungeons and Dragons, which you can find at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about just about anything and everything. As a matter of fact, a friend asked me, what exactly do you talk about? And it's like, well, you got to call in. If you don't like what we talk about something different with us, and we'll, you know, whatever. Anyway, yeah, we'll talk about just about anything, including and not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. Matter of fact, we don't really talk about that all that often, other than the fact that we don't talk about it very often. Anyway, you're going with a walk with me in the dark with my little railroad flashlight as I walk past bushes with little ice crystals all over them. And I'm going to go and shut up my goats. I've been out digging sweet potatoes all day and probably be working early tomorrow. Hopefully he'll get done with me early and I can go dig some more sweet potatoes. Anyway, I'll do what I can with them and hopefully sell them for a reasonable price. And I don't know, maybe make sweet potato pie out of the rest of them and sell those for even more. Probably should just do that in the first place. But anyway, on my merry little way to go close up some goats. All right. I don't even know what we're going to talk about tonight. The other host texted me. Kano will be a few minutes late. He's got to get his truck situated. Once he does, I'm sure he'll make the announcement all over again. Now tell him he's being redundant. I suppose I should go through a bit of our standard disclaimer. Our views are basically our own. And anything you hear from us is basically hearsay. You don't know it to be true. That is to say, you need to go and look for yourself and figure it out. And while we do not encourage you to feed the beast, we are not asking you to go out and have a revolution. And oh boy, I'm out here. I gotta do some work on the goat house. They're in here. Well, no, they're not actually in it. But it does need some walls. It needs better walls than it's got. I could see on a cold and windy night where this would not help them very much at all. So I will have to fix that. What's going on here? Okay. One of the goats is actually laying down in the door. Silly goat. All right. Anyway. Yeah, we don't particularly... We would advise you not to feed the beast, but we're not telling you to actually have a revolution against the beast either. You know, the governments as they stand, they do serve a purpose. You know, for those people who don't do the Lord's work, somebody's got to take care of them. You know, somebody's got to do the things that they weren't doing. And believe it or not, that evil government goes out and does it. I think Christ himself said something along the lines of the... Oh, hey! I think that's Kano. Kano, do the disclaimer.
We are not manimals. Well, David's not a manimal, I am.
Yeah, I don't believe you're a manimal either. But, you know, hey, if you are, if you're a man made in if you're a man or other animal, then this podcast isn't for you. And so, you know, my co-host probably shouldn't be listening to it. he can talk on it, but he shouldn't listen to it later because it's not for him. You know, basically, this podcast is for men made in God's image.
Or remade in God's image.
Well, taking back your inheritance, going back to it.
Oh, okay, the original.
Yeah, going back to your original inheritance, and not.
But that would make us manimals.
Well, I don't know about you, but I read Scripture, I come to the conclusion that I'm not an animal. Because God said we're not supposed to practice authority one over the other, but on the other hand, we are to practice authority over animals. So.
Right. But isn't Scripture here's the evidence?
Well, that may be. You'll have to weigh it and study it and come to your own conclusion. So, and I did cover that when I was trying to do the disclaimer on my own. Orange decided that he did not want to walk in front of me anymore, so he took a side path, and now he's following me. I'm being followed by cat.
What's today's date?
What?
What is today, the 28th?
I don't know, I guess. So you're going to be down here in 2 days?
I'm heading back tomorrow.
All right, well, you still got 28-some-odd roommates. I'm sorry about that.
You're killing me.
Well, you can relocate them to the box truck, I think. I think they'll be safe in the box truck, at least for a while.
Yeah, that's fine. No problem.
I'm thinking all those boxes that we don't really know what's in them, we should relocate those to the box truck too so that I can sort them later. And there's room to actually be in the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am on the Bluetooth, on the phone, on the radio, in the truck. But to play the disclaimer, I'm going to have to disconnect the Bluetooth. So let me see if I can do that by sticking this thumb drive.
I just shoved my pant leg in the door. There we go. Now I'm in. I'm sorry if everybody heard that. I took everybody on a walk with me to go close up the goats.
Dang darn, did it?
I hope they enjoyed the playing with the goats. I think I just lost you. Oh, no. I just lost the co-host. I wasn't late by much. Anyway, don't run out and overthrow any fast food franchises, hospitals, corporations, governments. Don't do that stuff. They actually do serve their purpose. But don't feed them either, all right? Go out and do what you're supposed to. Go out and take care of your neighbors. Go out and look after the widows and orphans and, you know, try to get them up on their feet so they can take care of themselves, all right? Don't do like the governments of this world do and make people dependent on you. Make them so that they can be dependent on themselves. Anyway. So, but it's because there's not enough of us going out and doing that we do need these governments out there because they actually do take care of people, but they actively try to make people dependent on them. And actually they'll kind of go after you if you try to make people free. By making them capable of taking care of themselves. So, you know, but, you know, that's the battle that you should be doing. Not pointing guns at senators and telling them to leave this planet. You should let them do their thing. And he's back. Here comes the audio form of the disclaimer.
Yeah, I screwed up, apparently. Okay.
Yeah, you hung up. If I do the disclaimer, it's going to take me an hour.
Do what?
If I do the disclaimer, it's going to take me an hour.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, I think you're getting an echo.
Echo, 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 echo. All right, hang on.
All right.
Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer. Asterisk legal notice asterisk. This podcast is for educational and / or entertainment purposes only. Our opinions and religious beliefs are our own. Most of this is all hearsay evidence and is not admissible in court. Our first-hand knowledge is no hearsay evidence and you should always go and do your own homework. We are not necessarily encouraging you to overthrow any terroristic, tyrannical de facto governments, medical establishments, fast food franchises, any religious or non-religious 501c3s or anything of that matter. We do encourage you not to feed the beast. We do encourage you to love your neighbor, your community, and your homeland. We do encourage you to do what is right, when it is right, because it is right. We do encourage you to protect your de jure government, your sovereignty, your freedoms, and your liberty, and those same freedoms and liberties for your neighbor, your community, your people, and your homeland. The Lord gave you free will. Please use it wisely. Pray it forward. Pray for others as you would like them to pray for you. Love others as you would want them to love you. Please read 1 Corinthians 13. We practice God's medicine, not man's medicines. Any nutritional statement heard on this podcast is just our research and / or experience. Most of them may not be accepted by the FDA. Under the New World Order rules, regulations, standards, codes, and guidelines, we are not allowed to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases. But we cannot cure you, nor can your doctor, only you can heal yourself. Disease is a result of a nutritional deficient environment. Feed your body right, and your body will cure itself. Man and / or other animals, we are not man animals. This podcast is not made for animals. This podcast is only for certain humans made in God's image, endowed by God with certain inalienable rights. If you are an animal, this podcast isn't necessarily for you. Please tell your human about us. Demented Dungeons and Dragons disclaimer.
Okay.
Woo-hoo.
Was he able to hear and understand that?
I heard and understood it, but, you know, I'm used to listening to the computerized voice. So.
Well, I was trying to do this cognitive or whatever the word, proper word is. That's what matters the most right now. I got to go look in this other truck for my flashlight. I lost my rear-end flashlight.
Oh, no.
Do I?
The burgundy one?
Yeah.
You'll have to beg your mom for a new one. And then when she comes up with it, then find the old one.
Well, the old one's probably gone forever because I left it in another truck that I was driving, and the driver... One of the drivers that drove it sent probably took it home. So, ooh, this is cool. Because all the people I showed the flashlight, they're like, what the hell's that? You know, because I looked up a Google image of it to show them what I was looking for. And they're like, damn, I never seen a flashlight like that before.
You know what? People like them so much, we should sell them at our store.
Yeah.
I'm sure they would make them for other than railroads.
Oh, they do, actually.
Yeah.
And, it's not angry, so somebody took it home.
Yeah, well, see, that's proof of its ability to be sold.
True that.
Yep.
Find the manufacturer and sell them.
Yep. Well, you know, ask your mom and say, hey, where's that railroad catalog that they order these from?
She used to work in a warehouse. She might be able to find out.
Yeah, because we don't want her to steal them for us to sell. We want her to give us the source.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Speaking of sources, Ubuntu.
Ubuntu.
Yeah.
It's a great computer operating system.
It's an OS. But
No, Ubuntu. Linux.
Yeah, it's an OS.
Yeah.
Our Native American friends, Yiska and them, actually got to meet and hang out with Michael Tellinger.
Oh, the Ubuntu guy?
Yeah, the Ubuntu guy.
The social engineering fella.
I'm not sure what I would call him, but yeah. Anyway,
yeah. Is it confused? Ubuntu is also a Native African philosophy for, you know,
community,
society.
Yeah. So anyway, they actually got to meet and have a powwow with him. And they're working with him to create a school, an Ubuntu school in our area.
In our area?
Well, in their area, which is not far from our area. So, yeah. And, and she might call in next week and do a podcast next week.
Oh, good. I'd be very interested in. Now, the other question is, can we do that without going down rabbit holes?
Well, yeah, because we have a caller to keep us focused.
To do what?
We'll have a caller to help keep us focused.
A caller? What's
She'll
that?
She'll be calling in.
She'll be calling you out.
If she calls in, she will be a caller, and she'll be able to keep us on track because it'll be an Ubuntu subject, and that's what she wants to talk about.
Right.
Kind of like our Flat Earth podcast, where we was able to stay on point because we had Flat Earthers on the line.
Well, plus you didn't have me online that day, so.
Yeah, you did. You were there. You were mostly just working.
I caught the tail end of it. I caught enough of it to catch one joker saying random numbers over somebody else's phone number.
Oh, yeah. That was funny.
Yeah, but it was rude as all hell.
Rude, smooth.
AT&T gives you entertainment.
Let me try to connect
to
Bluetooth now. Yeah.
So here's our message in a more entertaining way, like an action movie.
Okay, that's annoying.
Okay, there we go.
Hello.
Yeah, it worked.
Yay.
Yay for the retarded keynote.
Now, wait a minute, isn't that redundant?
What? Retarded Kano?
Yeah, isn't that sort of like saying a stupid idiot?
No.
Okay.
But I might get in trouble by my stalker for saying retarded.
Really?
Yeah, because it's insulting to retarded people. To call myself retarded is insulting to retarded people.
I think she's probably the only retard that would be insulted.
Okay. So, back to Ubuntu.
What's that now?
Ubuntu. Have you signed up yet?
To Ubuntu? Probably not.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. CES.
See, no. No. No, I have not successfully signed up to it yet. Are you in charge of it now?
No, but I signed up in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Oh, and this one girl that I kind of like, she's putting together her own little Ubuntu group over on the Kansas City, Missouri side. I'm sorry, Ubuntu and CES.
Okay.
I was talking to her today. Excuse me, I'm trying to eat something. I'm going to choke and kill myself like Bush Jr. almost did. Okay. Gilligan down, Gilligan down. Okay, I'm better now.
You lost me.
Yeah, it's an indoor-outdoor zoo. You know how they say it's an inside joke?
Because it's not outdoors?
Never mind. Forget about it. Now for what I was saying. Oh, yeah. Ubuntu, CSA. Yeah, I talked to her on Facebook. Let's see here. I put Facebook Messenger on my phone again. Let's see. Oh, yeah, she said she's a painter, but she's a spiritualist. And she's a spiritual painter, so she does, like, metaphysical painting. Anyway, but she had some nice artwork, and I liked it. I don't know if I believe the metaphysical part of it, but it's cool anyways. And she was interesting and sexy and all that stuff. So, you know, I took an interest in it, and I liked her paintings. So I was talking to her about her paintings. And she said that they have a fair coming up on November 18th. And when she told me, she sent me I asked her for an invite, because, you know, Facebook does those invite thingies. She sent it to me, and I recognized the picture from the Light Center. And that's the people that I signed up under CES. And I said, I thought that name sounded familiar. Are you a CES member? She said, yes. I was like, sweet. She's talking about, no, not Ubuntu, just CES. She's talking about setting up her own little Kansas City group. Because I guess there's not, you know, a group for her little area or whatever area. You know, she might have to drive too far to go to another group. Kind of like us. So, I'm going to ask her, it says, have you heard of Ubuntu?
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, CES is doing really good in a lot of cities, bigger cities, but smaller cities like where we are out in the boonies, maybe not as well. But
it's out in the boonies, we need to get going.
Yeah. Yishka is trying to put together Ubuntu. You know, her and her group are really trying to get Ubuntu and CES going out in the boonies, if you will. I mean, they're what, an hour away from us?
Yeah. She's the one that stopped having the meetings about the time I was able to get a hold of her. Is that fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't tried to get a hold of her lately. I need to start trying again.
Yeah, the only reason why I was able to get a hold of her is because it's a Facebook. I don't know if I have her number.
Yep.
We do know where to find him. And, but anyway, so, let me go back to Facebook. She wants to, she needs to find some people who are willing to help out in the workshop. So what she's looking for is, let me go back and look here. People who do blacksmithing, welding, timber frame, sawmill operation, canning, soap making, smoking meats, and that kind of stuff. So we need to try to get together some people in our area that would be interested in teaching those things, but who are willing to do it for free.
Yeah, honestly, I think for that, CES is probably the way to get it jump-started.
What?
To get people to with skills like that to do them, you know, for the community for free.
Oh, right. Okay, free or CES.
Right. Because, you know, among our friends, there's a number of things that we'll do for free because we know them and we know that they care about us, et cetera, et cetera. But, well, there are members of our community who will glom on to free labor and not return it. And something like CES would protect you from that.
Correct.
Yeah. Anyway. Oh, can't believe how tired I am.
Tired. Yeah, I'm kind of tired. Just kidding.
Just who?
Oh, nothing. So, I wonder what the podcast tomorrow is going to be like.
Yeah. I'm going to be tired then, too.
Yeah, I know, because this is going to be 10 o'clock.
Yeah, plus I'll be working for Kelly Monday and Tuesday. And if he doesn't use me for the whole day, I'll try to get myself dropped off at Bill and Shirley's so I can dig more sweet potatoes. And then Bill will try to talk me into another game of chess and then take me home.
Well, I might be home by then.
Well, that'd be nice.
I'm going to be leaving here sometime in the afternoon. So I'll be getting there, you know, 4 or 5 hours later.
Woohoo. Then you can go dig sweet potatoes.
Yeah, if I make it back in time.
Yeah.
may not make it back, you know, before sunset. But if I do, I'll come help out.
Yep. Yep. Yeah, I don't know when Kelly will be doing anything. It seems like I'm glad he likes me, but it seems like sometimes he just has me working for him because he likes me, not because he needs the work done.
Yeah, that don't make any sense.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, I like earning the money, and I like helping him get things done, but I really need to dig up as many sweet potatoes as I can. And even though I probably make more money working for him than I would trying to sell the sweet potatoes, I need to do the sweet potatoes because I need to learn how to be productive at it. You know, that kind of stuff.
Right. So,
anyway. Well, at the very least, you can come grab me, even if it's after dark, and we can go to the greenhouse and sort sweet potatoes while we do the podcast.
That'll work.
Because they need to be sorted, too. So.
That'll work.
Anyway.
Because I got to stay up late, so I can do that for as late as possible.
Yep.
Now that I'm working nights, I got to stay up nights even when I'm home.
Sounds fun.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I won't be staying up as late. I'll be, you know, 1, 2, maybe 3 o'clock, and then go to bed. 1, 2, buckle my shoe.
Yeah, something like that.
Things to make you go,
Yep. This should be interesting.
What's that?
An 1843 school book showing the original 13th Amendment. And it looks like I didn't get it. It claims I downloaded it, but it's got 1 of 0 pages. It didn't do any good. Yeah, I ran across this podcaster. Sovereignty International. FYI. And half the time I can't get on his website. It says it's a 303 error. Access denied.
404?
No. It's either 303 or 403.
Yeah, I think it's a 403.
Yeah. Anyway.
I never heard of a 303.
Okay, fine. 403 then.
It might be a 303. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Let me see if I got the website pulled up right now.
303 error. The HTTP response status code 303. See other is a way to redirect web applications to a new URL. So I don't think it's a 303. Let's try a 403.
Right. So now you know that there is such an error.
Yeah, but I've never seen one.
When I did a search on the error, I grabbed all the text on the page and such, and there's lots of instructions for how the IT guys could fix it. And a lot of it involved, I'm trying to think of the name of the program.
Well, 303 is a redirect error. A 403 is a forbidden. So that means they don't want you accessing it.
Right. Except this guy is directing you to that website, and then it's giving you that error.
Okay, it might be a 303 then. It might be a redirect error. But I've never seen a 303. I've seen 401s, 403s, 404s, 405s, 501s, I think, 500. Those are the annoying ones, the 500s.
All right. I'll send you a link. Which phone do you want it to go to?
Joe Mama's.
All right.
Which phone?
Never mind. You can redirect it as you please.
No, you sent it to my old phone number?
Yeah. And you can play with it as you please.
Please stand by. No problem.
Yeah.
Bow, bow, bow. It's not saying a specific number.
No, it's showing up on my phone just fine right now, but if I try to access it through my laptop, I get that error.
Oh, weird. Okay, yeah, it's probably a redirect error then.
Yeah.
Why sovereignty?
Why what?
Why sovereignty? Says Why Sovereignty International.
Why that site or?
No, it says Sovereignty International. FYI, Why Sovereignty International? ? Important videos for your education. Sovereignty. Do you know who you are? Part 1, Part 2, Part 3, Part 4, Part 5, Part 7. Order now for more information. Visit our Facebook group. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. But
if you go to the Facebook, you get a forbidden.
No, I won't go to the Facebook page.
You can't go to the Facebook page. It's forbidden.
Oh, you got an error on it?
Yeah, I wouldn't call it a 404 error. It's basically you do not have permission to view this page. He has to invite you. It's a private group.
Right. But they told you to go there. Visit our Facebook page, to which you have not been invited. So we can reject you.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. I'm posting that link on our Demented Dungeons and Dragons Facebook page.
Here's another one for you. I'm having trouble getting this file. He did a podcast and he recommended this site
for this purpose. And I keep trying to download the file, and I get told I received it, but I can't open it.
Bum, 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 bum. Hey, it's Catwoman. Accepted
Catwoman? Me. Invite her in.
Yeah.
Give her a bowl of milk.
I wish. She's cute.
Oh. When I know it's not going to rain, I've been feeding the cats on the stack of pallets. And so the cats knock the pellets off of the top of the stack, and it trickles down through the other pallets, and the kittens go through and pick up all the little bits that fall at their leisure, while the big cats, they squeeze in between, and they basically can't fight with each other because there's not enough room for them to move.
Nice.
So basically the big cats have to work at it, but the kittens can get basically whatever they want to eat. So I still feed them in the cat house, though, so that they remember to go there. But they're eating up all the cat food. So seems to be working.
Yeah, she posted this post. Build someone up. Put their insecurities to sleep. Remind them they are worthy. Tell them they're magical. Be light in a too often dim world. Problem with that is, some people, you build them up, and then they think they're better than you. And then they shit all over you because you're beneath them.
Right.
I mean, that happened a bunch of times.
You get the download link I sent you?
Oh, sorry, I got distracted. But a pretty Catwoman.
By a pretty Catwoman. Yeah.
Meow.
Offers her some milk. Powered by GoDaddy Go Central Web Site Builder. Woohoo. Yeah. Go ahead.
That link that you sent me wanted me to download a zip file.
Yes. And when I get the zip file, I can't open it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm assuming either I'm not downloading it properly, or there's something wrong with it's got a new format of zip.
I was just able to open it.
Ah, good. Is it small enough?
I don't know where it all went, but it opened.
You can't see what's inside it?
I don't know. I don't know where it went. Oh, here it is. Some Word documents and PDFs.
Okay. I would like to get a copy of it.
Too bad.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah, it looks like I got a copy of it.
You want me to email it to none of your business?
Yeah, that might work. And then I can download it to my phone. What a roundabout way to get it. Yeah, send it to Balderdash-Dump.
I'm not sure I have that one.
It's easy. It's balderdashdump@yahoo.com.
I spell Boulder.
Balder.
Balder. As in, Balder as in I am balding and losing my hair?
B-A-L-D-E-R. D-A-S-H. And then dump. D-U-M-E.
Okay, yeah, I was going to ask you how to spell dash.
At, that's that little squiggly symbol, yahoo.com. And I just...
How
I just
spell Yahoo?
Yeah, there you go. Now, read it clearly to all the listeners, because I don't care if they send me email there. That is my junk mail account.
Yeah.
Can I hold you on me and scoot it over?
I am. Company channel.
Yep. Should we be broadcasting that over the podcast?
I turned it down.
Well, but you need to listen to it.
No, I don't.
Okay. Yeah, if you say so.
I'll just give you the files tomorrow. I'll Bluetooth them to you.
Yep. I'm seeing if I successfully downloaded them myself.
Oh, you texted me the email address.
Yeah.
All right, let me see if I can send it.
Yay. Nope. There we go.
All right. It'll be coming from my web address at gmail.com.
Huh. I got two copies of this file. How big was your file?
Oh, I don't know. Hang on.
The zip file.
Zip. Docs. Sync. Okay. Details. 0 bytes.
No, it's got to be more than 0 bytes. Especially if there was stuff inside it.
Oh, wrong one. It's only 11 megabytes. Well, 12 megabytes. No, 11 and a half.
11 and a half. Yeah, I pulled in 8.5 and it said it was complete.
That's why you can't open it. It's corrupted.
Yep.
But you should be getting it now.
Woohoo. Okay. Let me check this out.
The file name that it was the file folder that it was originally in?
Yeah.
It's called IDS and Cars.
Yes. Yep.
No.
Yep.
Oh, IDs and car plates. That's what it was.
IDs and car plates. Basically, how to make your own without them being, forgeries. You're not making a driver's license from the state of Iowa. You're making your own identification card from you.
From me.
Right. And so, strangely enough, when the police officer pulls you over and he asks you for ID, You can hand them a little small plastic document that you created yourself saying, yep, yep, I am who I say I am. And he can actually take that. Same thing goes for notaries. As long as it has your face, your signature, and your name printed. I think that's the minimum requirement that a notary needs in order to accept your ID. Which is totally bizarre. Because basically you could say, take a look at my face, I'm going to sign this piece of paper, and I'm going to write my name under it. And hold it up, and you just look at it. And that would serve the same purpose.
Yeah.
But that's not good enough. It has to actually be laminated. It's like, really? Society's gotten that stupid. So, I don't know. I run into these people saying, this is the way to get rid of your Social Security number, and this is the way to disown your birth certificate, and this is the way to, I don't know. But, you know, they say these things, and they tell you which forms to go fill out from which agency, and one of them I'm looking up, it tells me I need to get the, now let me see. I can't remember. I'm not sure where I even have it. Basically, they want you to get some form from the IRS to disincorporate your corporation.
Disincorporate your corporation?
Yeah. And you do that, and basically you disincorporate the trust that they created in your name.
In your name.
All right. You know, and I've got a problem with that because I don't see any evidence that I actually own that trust. You know, if indeed it is a trust. Okay.
And we don't have any evidence.
Yeah.
And we don't have any evidence that we can trust that trust.
I've seen plenty of evidence that I can not trust it.
Right.
Basically, they when they issue a birth certificate, all right, one of the theories is that they formed a trust. And it's supposed to be for your benefit, but, you know, people are finding out that it doesn't really benefit me, all right? I mean, I don't need a document that says I was born to exist. And so basically what it is that birth date they put on there, that's the day that trust was created. Now, it's supposed to coincide with the day and time you were born, but it doesn't have to. I mean, there's kids who didn't get a birth certificate until they're 4 years old. And if you look at their birth certificate, you know, that they're, you know, the birth certificate's 4 years younger than they are. And reflects that in the date put on it, you know. So, yeah, I don't see that it's actually a birth, you know, indicating your birth. It's just something to prove that you were born and are, you know, supposedly who you say you are, but, you know, isn't the fact that you're here proof that you were born?
No, I need a piece of paper to tell me that I was born. I also need a piece of paper to tell me that I know a certain thing like math or science.
Uh-huh. Yeah. SovereignTyInternational.fyi. Why Sovereignty Int? That's not good. This page is truncating all the sentences. I think I need to do a restart on my phone because it's not doing its proper rotation.
I think I have dementia.
What? You have what?
Dementia.
Dementia? What's that?
Alzheimer's.
What were we talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. Sovereignty International. All people in all nations are sovereign. Or at least started out that way. This website is dedicated to educate a sleeping and apathetic people. Yeah, that's a fool's errand. About who they are. I use a lot of U.S. case law in this website because there's a lot of it. But I have also found case law in Canada, England, and Australia. If anyone in any foreign country finds some case law that explains things similar, then please send them to me and I will consider adding it to the website for their country. All governments are corporations. Yep. All governments have the power to create money without end. Nope. They don't, but they issue banknotes without end. And we idiots grab hold of them and say, yeah, we'll accept that as if it's money.
Oh, yeah. I got a new thing. I thought it was like yesterday. You people was talking about the debt and everything. We're not really in debt. We don't have a national deficit.
Not my debt anyway.
Well, the thing of it is the money's not even real. So how can we be in debt with monopoly money if the money isn't real money?
Yep.
And I just realized that, like, yesterday. It's like, wait a minute. We're not in debt. It's not even real money.
Yeah, that's a good argument. And that's what the Weimar Republic realized and paid off their debt. And it ruined the economy in the Weimar Republic, but it ended their debt. Got to the point where it was better to burn your money than to buy a log to burn in the fireplace, because there was so much more paper in the money than there would be in the log that the paper would heat you longer.
Yeah.
You know? Find some fool that wanted to buy the log and sell it to him. Hey, go home and stay warm all night. Certain power groups in the world will assassinate any leader that makes it so the government does not finance, borrow money instead of creating the money, which they are fully capable of doing. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's how Kennedy got assassinated. And I'm trying to think who else. Oh, Lincoln. Lincoln tried that. Yep. Oh, here we go. They mentioned Lincoln. They mentioned Kennedy. Yeah, Lincoln circulated $100 million worth of U.S. Treasury notes, which I believe is the reason why he was assassinated. Kennedy circulated $6 billion worth of U.S. Treasury notes, which I believe is the reason why he was assassinated. Wow. This guy thinks like I do. Every Federal Reserve note in circulation has to be loaned into circulation. If the federal debt was paid off, there would be no money into circulation. Bad grammar. Should have been in circulation. While the debt is created, the interest is not. Therefore, it is absolutely impossible to pay off the debt. And that's pretty much true. There is a formula by which you can pay off the interest. And then ultimately be able to pay off the debt. But the banks have already gone too far doing it the wrong way. And they did so on purpose. Basically, if they took every dollar in interest that they earned and used it to pay their employees, it results in a neutral circumstance where debt can then be paid off. But they don't do that. They take that interest and they use it for their profit. That's enough. You think about it, an economy is like an island. If you have 10 people on the island and they have $1,000 each, and one of them is a banker, then prices will be at a certain level. If the banker loans the other 9 people $100 at 10% interest, each of the 9 people will have to pay $10 at the end of the year just to service the debt. They will still owe $100. I think that you can see that eventually somebody is not going to be able to service the debt and will be forced to file bankruptcy. Yep. I'd read the rest of this, but you still there?
No, I fell asleep.
Oh, my God. I bored you to death.
Oh. Regina.
Did she contact you again?
Oh, yeah.
She doesn't have a boyfriend.
Yep. She's basically...
She needs to move again.
She's basically kissing my ass. Anyways, and it's hard for me not to be flattered by that, even though I know that I'm going to go down another fucked up road if I do.
Send her my way.
Yeah, I'm not good. I might date her again, but I get serious. I'll be like, hey, we can date, but, you know, we're not going down that road again.
Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about the kid factor.
Kid factor?
Kid factor.
What do you mean?
If she has a kid by you, you don't have to worry about it.
Oh. Yeah, no, I ain't got to worry about that.
Yeah. Is she a work fly?
I'm a member of the Clip Club.
Yeah, is she aware of that?
I don't remember.
Well, I wouldn't remind her. Because, quite frankly, if that's the reason why she's interested in you.
No, I think she's a member of the Clip Club, too.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't remember. It's been so long now.
Well, don't send her my way, then.
I know, you want more babies.
Yeah.
I want more fur babies. I think it was funny, though, that whenever I was there at her place, her cat favored me over her. Yeah. She was always calling her cat a traitor because her cat liked me better. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Ah! Man, I need a haircut. I need to get a hold of what's Jerry's ex-wife's name?
I want to say Lorraine, but I'm not sure. Elaine.
Elaine. I need to get in touch with her and have her cut my hair.
Okay.
So if you got her number, have her call me or text me.
Or I can send you the number and...
That'll work too, because I'm sure she don't care.
And I'm just sending you stuff anyway, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, she's cool. And I'm sure she's, you know, she's cool with me. She ain't got a problem with me. She's in our network. I'm sure she won't mind.
Okay.
There was something else I wanted to talk about. But I can't remember what it was. My dementia.
What?
What? Yeah, I know. I'm getting sidetracked. I had some things I wanted to talk about, and now I can't remember what I wanted to talk about. I got some notes here. Let's see if I can find them. Podcast notes.
Oh, my gosh. You actually have notes for the podcast? Oh, my gosh. You did some prep work for once?
No, these are old notes. I need to update them. Oh, hell.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll be right back. I gotta go water a tree.
Water a tree?
Yeah, it's screaming that it's thirsty. You know how it goes.
Yep.
What? Ouch. Come on, Lon.
I'm working on programming her number. Oh, that's right. You do some weird stuff with those. What'd you put in front of the number? Oh, never mind, I found it. Elaine.
Yeah, she's still a diamond.
Yeah, I had to go and edit it because it took me a minute to find it because of your coding. Okay, because I got my own Cody.
Well, fine.
Fine. I had to decode your coding so I can recode it with my coding.
What I hate is whenever I send somebody a tag like that, is it always calls it contacts. And it doesn't let me change the name of that.
It depends on the phone, I guess. Not my phone. My phone, when you sent it, it said Elaine. But when I opened it, or when I saved it, it saved it as Diamond Farm with your code.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm, on my phone, it's the Diamond Farm. But when I send you the file, it makes the file say contacts.vcf, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's normal. They all do that, I think.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, some phones I've used, it would do the diamondsfarm.vcf instead of changing the name to contact.
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, I just find it annoying, and so to make it clear, I threw the name Elaine up with the when the file went out.
Okay. Well, you're talking to a nice, well, it's a good habit to be in.
I didn't understand that.
I started to say one thing and ended with another.
So you didn't understand it either.
I was starting to say you're talking to an IT guy. You know, so you didn't really need to go through that extent. But it's a good habit to be in.
Well, our listeners aren't necessarily IT guys.
Or girls.
Yeah. Oh, my. That
oh,
is awesome.
We might have another listener.
Woo-hoo! So we got two now?
Yeah. I was talking to a guy here at work about our podcast, and he thought it sounded interesting. I said, we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons. And then I told him, I used to say we talked about everything but Dungeons and Dragons, but we talked about it once, so now I have to say everything, including but not limited to.
Right.
And he thought that was funny. And then I told him, so we talk about everything. I told him about our Flat Earth podcast. Then I told him that we even talked about hermaphrodites one time on our podcast. He's like, really? And I'm like,
he
oh,
did?
Yeah. Yeah. I said, we'll talk about anything. It don't matter what it is. We'll cross-analyze whatever. He goes, that's cool. You know, he thought it was cool that we'll talk about just about anything. And he's like, that's the way people should be, you know, be able to look at things with an open mind and discuss it, you know, not just be like closed-minded to things. Yeah, we're
yeah,
pretty
I think
open-minded.
I can still be closed-minded.
Huh?
I can still talk about things and stay closed-minded at the same time.
Well, yeah, but have a logical discussion about it. When I was talking to Yiska about our Flat Earth podcast, she goes, well, what was your conclusion? I said, our conclusion was that it's all hearsay evidence.
Well, yeah, that's what we've been.
And she goes, flat around. I said, yes.
She left out cubic.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about Hollow. And then I mentioned Hollow Earth. I didn't talk about all the other stuff.
It's a hollow flat Earth.
Well, yeah, the cubed Earth theory is a metaphysical Earth.
It is definitely a flat Earth, and it is hollow.
It's hollow, flat, and cubed at the same time.
It's flat and it's hollow. It's a two-dimensional object, but it's hollow.
Well, it has to be hollow.
Yeah. Explain that one.
I just did.
Okay.
Well, that's the flat Earth people's argument. And the round Earth people's argument.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just look at it. It's obvious that it's, and then they, you know, flat earthers say it's flat, and the round earthers say it's round. And, they just say, look around you. It's obvious that it's this or that. You know, it's like, I look around, I say, well, you know, I generally believe that it's a globe, but if you want to go for the obvious is that it's lumpy. You know?
It is like oatmeal.
It's like what?
Oatmeal.
Oatmeal, yeah. Yeah. It has rises and falls.
It's like bread.
Now, I suppose if you're out in the middle of Kansas, then it would be obvious that it was flat.
I think Nebraska's flatter.
I hear there's a part of Canada you can see 400 miles.
Yeah, I don't know. People talk about Kansas being flat. I've driven Nebraska. I've driven Kansas. Nebraska is a lot flatter than Kansas.
When I was on board ship, we went to a place in the middle of the ocean.
I'm sure that was pretty flat.
There was most of the ocean was, but there was this place in the Indian Ocean where our ship, we went to it on purpose. We knew where it was at, and we parked in it. And the horizon was, you could measure the distance to the horizon in hundreds of feet. And it was above the ship. And another ship almost ran into us because they went into it also.
Oh, right. It's like a sinkhole, but it doesn't sink all the way.
Yeah. It was a dimple in the ocean.
Yeah. Now explain that.
Yeah. I can't think of an explanation. But it was known.
Yeah,
I don't know how the captain went to it, but he went to it, parked the ship in it, sat there for a while.
It's kind of like a little hiding spot.
Yep, and another ship went through it also, nearly hit us, because they didn't see us until they crested. They didn't see us until they came over the edge of the dimple.
Maybe that's the location where our overlords communicate with the overseers who are our overlords of the overlords.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. So the flat earthers say that if the earth was round, that the water would fall off of the earth.
Yeah.
So how would the dimple be there if the earth had to be flat in order for the water to stay on it?
I think the dimple kind of is unexplainable with either theory. You know?
Oh, well, of course. But, I mean, the round Earth theory says that the reason the Earth doesn't fall off the Earth, I mean, the Earth doesn't fall off the Earth, the water don't fall off the Earth because of gravity. It's always being pulled in from the center of the Earth.
Yeah. And that you can kind of demonstrate because, you know, if you pour out a cup of water from a high enough height, the water will gather together into a big ball.
Right. And if you go, if you do zero gravity, it'll still form a ball.
Yeah, it'll form a ball better. Because if you drop the water, actually, it'll have this ripple pattern form on it and tear itself apart. But, you know, small enough droplets of water will still form into a ball because the resistance on their surface won't break the surface tension.
Right, so they have their own gravitational pull as well.
Yeah, sort of. Water is kind of funny. Water has an attractive force to water that's uncanny.
It's funny. I never heard it tell any jokes.
I said uncanny.
Oh, I thought you said it was funny.
Well, that it is that too, but...
Yeah! Yeah. Halloween! Are you ready for Halloween?
Yes. Yes, I'm perfectly ready to skip it.
I hear you. Yeah, I got an aunt and some cousins who live down here in Oklahoma City. And, or just east, no, west of the city, which is where that tornado wasn't actually in Oklahoma City. It was west of Oklahoma City. West of where they live, even. But, anyways, I survived the tornado. I was with my aunt and my cousin, one of my cousins, the other day. And they were talking about something holiday. And I go, I said something about not celebrating holidays. And they're like, oh, you gotta celebrate holidays like Christmas and whatnot. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not pagan. Why? Yeah. Of course, you know, they're not quite brainwashed Christians, but they're almost brainwashed Christians. They still think that Jesus was born in December.
Well, of course he was.
Because
it was just a different Jesus. I mean, it's like, you know, how many Jesuses do you know?
Well, okay, maybe.
All right. So, you know, their Jesus was born in December on the 21st. Now, the Jesus that was, you know, a child of God and our Savior, he was more than likely born somewhere in September.
We're all children of God, though, right?
Well, ultimately, yes. But the one who came down and was to show us the way, you know.
What way was that?
The same way that Moses taught and that Abraham taught and I'm trying to think who else. You know, that, you know.
So is this Jesus, the son of Amun-Ra?
I would say probably not. But theoretically, he's the son of Yahweh. spelled in Hebrew, Yod Heh Vav Heh.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing I wanted to talk about. Yahweh, didn't Yahweh come from, wasn't Yahweh an invention from the religion based on Yahoo?
Those are two English pronunciations of the same Hebrew word.
Okay. I may have had the terminology mixed up, but basically, from what I understand, Judaism, I forgot now the religion, was the first monotheistic religion.
And really,
what all they did was adopt one of the gods and renamed him and called him the God.
Yeah, they're not really the first monotheistic religion.
Monotheistic religion.
Well, a lot of the religions that we call polytheisms, if you look at them really deeply, Hinduism is a prime example. We call it polytheistic, but if you talk to the people who are really deep into Hinduism and they're, you know, like their head priests and stuff like that, you know, they will sit down and explain to you there really is only one God. But these other gods, you know, these lower gods and stuff like that, are actually just minor aspects of the one God. So, like, you're a truck driver, right?
No.
Okay. And you're a farmer, right?
I'm a what?
A farmer.
No.
You own a farm, and you try to, you know, make it productive.
I try to be a farmer, but I'm not a farmer.
Okay, so you're a farmer wannabe, okay? All right. So farmer wannabe is one aspect of the entity called Kano. And truck driver is another aspect of the entity known as Kano. And they're basically two separate activities that Kano does, you know, and questions of his personality. Well, in Hinduism, all these minor gods are basically different aspects of the God. You know, this is the God acting under these circumstances and the God acting under this other circumstance. You know. And so, you know, basically what they're saying is, while it looks like they're different gods, it's really still only the God. And it has more to do with the fact that they have all these other gods and the lay people worship these other gods is basically because we have so many different personalities and we see God in different ways.
Right.
You know.
I'll let you elaborate on that. The guy next to me wants to talk, but he wants to talk on the CB. And
okay.
I'm like, well, so I'm going to go talk to him for a second while you elaborate.
I'll probably read this instead. Let's see now. Yeah, well, we're holding that conversation. I was actually reading something else. And it's more of this Sovereignty International stuff. Why Sovereignty International? That's, you know. Okay, this guy's writing. I don't know his name, but anyway, he wrote it in first person, so here it goes. I personally know about a common grand jury bringing an indictment against a Texas municipal corporation. And then the case was brought to a common law jury, and they were convicted. Because of the indictment and criminal conviction, that municipal corporation was unable to get insurance, i.e. bonded. And they also were not able to get any financing from Wall Street for any of their projects. They brought an action in a Texas state courts, and the judge in the case said he could not do anything about it, saying that if he did, he would lose his bond as well. These de facto crooks, bar members, completely ignore common law juries and like to ridicule them and make fun of them. But the real power rests with we the people. And the proof of that is found in that above-mentioned court case. Okay. You know, this stuff I haven't read yet, so I'll read it out loud to you while I'm reading it to myself. Okay. Lawyers will tell you that there are two kinds of law countries. There is civil law and common law. France is a civil law country. But England, most of Europe, the United States, Canada, and the rest of the British Commonwealth. Sorry, yawn. British Commonwealth of Nations are all common law countries. There is even a common law of Russia. The reason I'm mentioning this is because civil law comes from the Vatican. Therefore, all there really is common law. In fact, there are Quebec court cases that I have used in this website that talks about common law, and Quebec is supposed to be a civil law province. So what's up with that? Let's see, also visit our private information share webinar page or contact us at administratingyourpublicservants@googlegroups.com for webinar information. Watch our videos about citizenship and then contact us. Okay. I think he needs to work on this page, but there it was. Let's see now.
So when are we going to make peyote?
Not really interested in making peyote.
That's what I just told the other guy.
I am interested, though, in making hemp oil, which, strangely enough, is not made from hemp.
Yeah, that is strange.
Yep. It's made from marijuana.
Oh, right.
Okay. So they call it hemp oil, but it's really marijuana oil.
Mary Jane oil.
But I don't want to make it from the stuff that they're cultivating now. I want to go out and find some ditchweed and make it from that. Because, well, you talk about the CBTs. You know, I want to make sure there's a balance of THC and CBT. I don't want the stuff that has a high THC content. I want the stuff that has a balance.
THC is great for me.
Yeah, okay.
Just kidding. I think it's kind of funny, though, that I've been preaching about CBDs for like 10 years. Now it's finally catching on. Everybody's got this like CBD hype or whatever. You know, like, oh, CBD. It's like everybody wants CBD now instead of THC. It's like, yeah, I've been trying to tell people that for years. But I don't know nothing.
Yep.
Once we get the store open, though, I want to be selling it.
The CBDs, yeah. Oh, yeah,
The ditch weed. I told him, I said, if they make marijuana legal in Missouri, then we'll grow it then. But nobody will want it. He goes, why is that? I said, because it'll be ditch weed. He goes, why? Because we want it to be the way God intended it to be. That's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. I had a discussion with Lord about that kind of stuff, too. God intended for us to be able to adjust the plants to our needs. You really wouldn't want wild tomatoes.
Why not? We eat them already.
No, we don't.
What are those Chinese lantern thingies?
They're related, but they're not wild tomatoes. All right.
Okay.
We don't live in the desert. And that's where you're going to find wild tomatoes.
Okay. So why don't we want them?
Because we don't live in the desert. We'd have to move to the desert to be eating them.
Okay, I got you.
All right. So the Indians gathered and cultivated them and, you know, selected for the ones that they can plant all over the place. I mean, when I was out in California, in the San Francisco Bay Area, the tomato to get was called the San Francisco Fog, because that tomato grew real well and had a good taste in the area. But I bet you if you went and got that and planted it here, it wouldn't grow well.
Right.
Okay. So, but God did create and allow for the ability to get, you know, make selection on the plant. All right. Now, some of the selection we've done is the wrong selection.
I agree with that.
We got iceberg lettuce. All right. Grows real well in poor soil and is practically nutrient free. And it gives people the crunch in their salad they want.
And the flavor. It's actually got flavor.
Yeah, I disagree. It doesn't really have flavor. I prefer the wild lettuce over that because I like the flavor of the wild lettuce.
You're weird.
Well, I like stronger flavors. So, yeah, I'm weird.
You're weird.
Yeah, and I accept that. I believe I am weird, seeing as what I've seen, what I can see of humanity. And you know what? I take that as a compliment, because all the normal people, for the most part, they're stupid.
Right.
Which, it's those kind of opinions that probably result in us not having much of a listenership.
Dubai is what stupid does.
Yep. Oh, my. Wow.
I'm freeing up space on my old phone by transferring everything to my new phone.
Yep, that's a smart thing to do.
Well, my old phone only has an 8 gig hard drive, where my new phone has a 32 gig hard drive.
Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna walk into Cricket, and if they can give me any sort of indication that their phone might work in our area, I'm gonna invest in one and find out.
You mean Grasshopper?
I haven't seen one of those around here, but no, there's a Cricket office in Bolivar. And Cricket was very similar to Ventro PCS. So.
Yeah, Metro PCS is T-Mobile. I'm not sure who Cricket is.
Yeah, will T-Mobile work in this area? I don't think so. But actually, Metro PCS was creating its own network. And they were working real good in the Bay Area. And they were constantly expanding it. When I first got them, it didn't work in Napa. But a year later, it worked in Napa. It worked all the way up to almost up to Calistoga, which is quite a ways up. And when I left the area, it pretty well worked in most of California, especially if you stayed along the freeway. Yep.
Was that you chirping?
It was. I just received another PDF. I'm still trying to get that zip file that I asked you to get me a copy of, and it just will not upload to that site. So I'm going to check my mail and see if it showed up there. Well, I don't know how to make this thing. Inbox. So, what did Ron Paul have to say this week?
Ron Paul Revolution! Let's find out.
Alright.
Here we go!
Monday, October 23rd. This week, President Trump revealed his final five candidates for Federal Reserve Chair. Disappointingly, but not surprisingly, all five have strong ties to the financial and political establishment. The leading candidates are former Federal Reserve Governor and Morgan Stanley banker Kevin Warsh and current Fed Governor, former investment banker Carlyle Group partner, and Bush administration official Jerome Powell. Gary Cohen, current chair of the President's Council of Economic Advisors and former president of Goldman Sachs, is also on Trump's list. Trump is also considering reappointing Janet Yellen, even though when he was running for president, he repeatedly criticized her for pursuing policies harmful to the middle class. Of course, candidate Trump also promised to support audit the Fed and even voiced support for returning to the gold standard, but has not even uttered the words audit the Fed or talked about any changes to monetary policy since the election. Instead, President Trump, in complete contradiction to candidate Trump, has praised Yellen for being a low interest rate person. One reason Trump may have changed his position is that, like most first-term presidents, he thinks low interest rates will help him win re-election. Trump may also realize that his welfare and warfare spending plans require an accommodative Fed to monetize the federal debt. The truth is, President Trump's embrace of the status quo monetary policy could prove fatal to both his presidency and the American economy. The failure of the Fed's post-2008 policies of unprecedented money creation and record low interest rates shows our experiment with fiat money is nearing the inevitable end. All of Trump's potential picks are likely to continue the Fed's current policies. Even the ones who say they favor higher rates will likely bow to the wishes of their friends in the financial and political establishment and make sure any rate hikes are minuscule. Appointing a Fed chair who will continue or only make marginal changes to these failed policies will hasten the collapse while making the resulting depression more painful. Some say that Trump could make a radical change in monetary policy by appointing Stanford University professor and former Bush administration Treasury official John Taylor. Professor Taylor is a leading advocate of a rules-based monetary policy. Advocates of forcing the Fed to follow specific rules say this will bring stability and predictability to monetary policy. However, a rules-based policy still allows the Fed to control the money supply and distort interest rates, thus plaguing the economy with Fed-created bubbles and busts. In Washington, rules are made to be broken. Trump would do well to appoint a Fed chair who follows the teachings of the Austrian School of Economics and thus understands that the only thing the Fed can do to fix the economy is allow the correction to run its course. He should also use his bully pulpit to pass audit the Fed and legislation legalizing competing currencies. Fortunately, even if Trump is not speaking out on audit the Fed, many Americans are demanding that Congress vote on and pass this bill. An increasing number of Americans are seeking alternatives to Federal Reserve systems such as precious metals and cyber currency. Another positive development is occurring in the states. Arizona recently passed legislation recognizing gold and silver and other precious metals as legal tender. Wyoming will consider similar legislation next year. If Congress refuses to act to restore a free market in money by auditing and ending the Fed, more states are likely to pass these.
To repeat the announcement, press 1. To repeat
press
the
one.
Announcement, press 1.
Press 1.
To repeat the announcement, press 1.
Bam, 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 bam. Bam,
bam, bam, bam, bam, bam, bam. Hello? My mistake. I was on mute, so I wouldn't disturb him. Can you hear me now?
Hello? You there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm sorry. I put it on mute because I didn't want to disturb Ron Paul. So, did I hear him say alternative currencies?
Alternative currency.
Oh my God. That wow. That's blasphemy.
Blasphemy! Blasphemy! Blasphemy!
Yeah.
Okay, so now I've got all these files in my email. How do I select them all and download them in one shot?
Yeah, there's 15 files. I just now got dispatched.
No.
Yeah. I forgot to do half of my paperwork already.
Yeah.
I was worried about getting on the podcast, and I forgot to do my, I did my pre-trip inspection, but I forgot to do the paperwork for it. That's all right. I'll do it later. Later, Gators! Can I get in my paperwork to load? Load.
Okay.
Alternative currency. Gold is not necessarily the best alternative currency.
Why not?
Because you can't eat it.
Sure you can.
What's more valuable than gold? Besides food and water.
At this point, probably silver.
No.
And no.
N-O, no.
Nitrogen oxide is more important than gold now?
Incorrect.
You lost me.
That's crap. What trader do I have?
The one behind you?
Five nine zero. Box 105-234. All right, let's see here. I'm picking up a PO number 85167. 100 mesh. Yeah, they want us to get samples every time we pick up a load.
Yeah.
For the well. And the wells never want the samples.
Okay.
So I'm gonna bring the samples back, and we're gonna make a litter box for the cats.
Okay.
Yeah, a sand box for the cats.
A sandbox sample.
Yeah. All right, let's see here. I'm going to view field.
Oops. That didn't work.
Rod dead fur. Damn, good to go.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? All those files you sent me, I can't get them.
That's messed up.
Oh, this is so sad. It's funny. Yeah. So what were the states that he said? Montana and what was the other one? Recognized gold and silver as real currency?
Oh, yeah. What's more valuable than gold and silver?
Not diamonds.
Yes. Diamonds.
Yeah, right. How do you figure?
I'm joking. Diamonds are worthless.
No, they're not completely worthless. But if people recognize the true value, we'd be slicing them up into thin wafers and printing computer circuits on them.
That and you're good at cutting glass.
Well, yeah, they use black diamonds industrially.
That's about all they're good for. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Okay.
What's more valuable than gold?
I have no idea. My salvation. What is more valuable than gold? Oops. Got spelled right. And gold. Let's see what Google says. Ask. Yeah, it would help if I actually spelled it right and put it in proper spaces. Valuable. Then, gold. Okay. Let's try that again. Go. Uh-oh. Secure connection failed. Yep. Oh, that's what's more valuable than gold. Secure connections. Not really. I don't really care about secure connection. Yeah. Yeah, any of you guys got Yahoo accounts? And has Yahoo told you it's time to change your password? And then they put all these rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines on how to change it? There we go. 9 substances more valuable than gold. Woohoo. Come on. There we go. Open that in a new tab. Yay, I now have 70 tabs open all at once. Well, we've been podcasting for 2 hours, and if I hang up now, it'll be dead air on the tail end.
Here.
All right. Texting the co-host. Tired. Going.
What?
Too bad.
What?
What? Oh,
what?
There you go.
So,
I would give you 9 answers, but the website won't open up for me.
Oh, okay.
There's 9 substances more valuable than gold.
Besides food and water, well, food, water, and shelter, no. Besides food, water, and shelter, hang on, I think you've been moving on right now. Maybe not. I forgot to honk my horn, so maybe they honked their horn and let me know I need to honk my horn. What's more valuable than gold?
Well, whatever
food, water, shelter, and ammunition. Weapons of mass destruction.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta be able to protect your shit. You know? Okay. Growing your own. Producing your own. That's all fine and dandy. But if you can't protect it, you can't defend your family, you can't defend your land, you can't, you know, you can't protect yourself, all you're doing is gathering supplies for the strongest guy in the neighborhood.
Okay. You figure,
you know, there's bullies right out there, and you have to protect yourself from the bullies who are preying on those who are collecting things, prepping, and then they're like, ah, fuck, I don't need to worry about prepping. These guys
because I am tired out of my mind, and the next thing you hear from me is probably me snoring. So.
All right. Good.
Okay, I think I just lost you. All right, assuming that I just lost him because I can't hear his voice anymore. Please go to DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com and contact information for how to call in. And please do so. We really like and enjoy to have callers. I just heard my co-host again. You want to finish that up, or are you available? Right,
so next time at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com, where we talk about everything, including but not limited to Dungeons and Dragons.
Yay!
All right. Find the details at DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. We're now doing our podcast on Saturday and Sundays, but we got a new entourage, if you will. Maybe not an entourage. That's not probably the right word, but we got a new podcaster who's a professional radio DJ. Got a whole license and degree and all that doodad stuff. We're amateurs compared to him, but nonetheless, he was on our podcast a couple of weeks ago, and we sparked a passion within him, and so he's running his own, he wants to do a separate podcast. So on Sundays, we're going to do a dual podcast.
Yay.
We're going to run our podcast with his podcast. But he's going to be the host, and we're just going to be kind of like the co-hosts.
Yeah, all right. So I look forward to all you people listening in.
Yeah, who knows? That one might be better than ours.
Or the other way. It'll be tomorrow, Sunday, at 10 p.m. Central Time.
Yeah, that one might stay.
Yep.
That one might stay 10 o'clock.
Seeing as that I'm extremely tired right now, I'm saying good night, folks.
All right, good night. Yeah, so anyways, the 10 o'clock one on Sunday may stay 10 o'clock, whether Central Standard Time or even Central Daylight Time. But, Howard, don't really change our time. We keep our time the same, but everybody else changes their time. So when people change their time, it looks like our time changes. Yeah. So it's actually the same time. So if you never did daylight savings time, our time is insane. If you do daylight savings time, then our time changes. So next week, our podcast will be at 7 p.m. instead of 8 p.m. In the winter times, it's 7 p.m. In the summer times, it's 8 p.m. And we do our podcast. No, so it's GPS. I'm going to the pickup point.
Chicken
Ship
143, Broadway Avenue,
and then
turn right at 0.3 miles.
Turn right. We're not going there
until
1 here. There it is.
Continue on this road for 3.2 miles.
The sandbox driver's in a hurry. I gotta hurry up and get there. 1 second before the next time. I can get to the next place 1 second before the next guy. Doesn't really pay to get in a hurry. I just let him go in front of me. I don't care. Anyhow, yeah, DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com. If you don't know how to spell Demented Dungeons or Dragons, just go to ddd-podcast.com. Because if you Google Demented Dungeons and Dragons, you'll find a bunch of Dungeons and Dragons stuff. We really don't talk about Dungeons and Dragons. We were talking about Parallel Kingdom, and all that stuff, but not really Dungeons and Dragons. yeah. So, sorry, I'm focusing on traffic now. What was I saying? I got dementia. Thinking about the hereafter again. What am I hereafter? Okay. Yeah, if you Google Demented Dungeons and Dragons podcast, then you'll start finding stuff, but you gotta put the word podcast in here, otherwise you won't find anything. yeah. So DementedDungeonsAndDragons.com to find our podcast. And what the heck is going on here? And find our phone number and find our hours. But the phone number might change again. It changed the last time because T-Mobile was charging me to call the podcast. So we changed numbers. I found a place that doesn't charge me to call in. The nice thing about this place is that I believe they have international numbers. So people can call in internationally and join in on our podcast, where they could not do that before. So that's pretty cool. Anyhow, all right, well, that's it for tonight. We will talk to you guys tomorrow night. All right, party on. And I'll hang up as soon as yeah. Because I find my phone. What is it, this one? I got a new phone. Oh. Return to call. All right, party on, bye.